Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All righty, hour number three of our radio program. We're going to talk about Arch Manning, and we're going to talk about some college football coming up in a few moments. I was at Fanatics Fest earlier this morning. Let me tell you, that thing exceeded my expectations. That was really cool. It was basically the sports version of Comic-Con. Is what? Have you ever been to Comic-Con?
No, I haven't.
Oh, for some reason, I thought you... I'm not a big, like, comic guy.
I'm not either.
But Gallo, our buddy Gallo, goes to comic.
Every year. He tries to get me out every year. I still haven't.
You never going with him? Just be a good friend?
Maybe this year. We'll see.
Walk around your little buddy Gallo as he's all dressed up and things, right?
It's tough because it's during the football season.
Oh, okay.
It's like October, and it's either like I'd have to take off Thursday or Friday, or I'd have to go on a Saturday or Sunday. I don't really
want
to do that.
I don't want you to take it off really during football season. You can. It's your right. But then I also don't want you missing Saturdays and Sundays because you got to watch your Notre Dame Fighting Irish. And then on Sundays, you got to, you could avoid probably watching your crappy Raiders one Sunday. And go
yeah, it wouldn't be the worst thing.
And it's in October?
I believe it's October, like middle October usually.
Okay, now let's hold on. Let's do something real quickly.
Now, I also have a bachelor party in October, which might be that weekend.
Where are you going?
Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Do the Raiders play?
Sadly, they do not. They are on the road to Kansas City that weekend, so I will not get to see the Raiders play.
October 19th?
Yes.
That weekend?
That weekend.
Okay.
Unfortunately, no Raiders.
You guys have this all planned, what you're doing?
I am not the best man. I am not a part of the planning committee, but I believe stuff is in motion.
And how do you know this kid?
I went to school with him. He went to college.
Now, I'm just going to say, if you need some advice on things to do for a bachelor party in Vegas,
I know you're the guy.
I will gladly help you. I have been to Vegas more times than I've ever thought I would go, and I was a big resource in my friend's bachelor party in Vegas that we were just at, and we had a wonderful time, a wonderful time. There's like some ski lodge bar there. It's a speakeasy where they put shots on a ski, and you stand up. Big intern Zach, you and I would be fine if we were paired up next to one another, but if it was you and then like Stu doing this, that may be a little bit uneven. Because I felt a little weird standing next to my friends because they're short. That photo of Boomer and Gio, for people that don't know, we have an intern here. His name is Zach. He's like 6'8". He thinks he's like 6'3", but he's 6'8". And there was a photo the other day was posted of him, and everyone's talking. It even made our company write up, for crying out loud. But this thing is the talk of the internet right now. And I quote tweeted that photo, and I said, this photo of intern Zach is like how I feel next to all my other friends. Because they were standing next to Boomer and Gio, and it was maybe or maybe not altered a little bit, and it made Boomer and Gio look very, very small. But could you imagine intern Zach, who's 6'8", and then Stu doing one of these ski lodge shots, holding the ski? If you move the wrong way, Stu, his shot could fall off and hit you in the head. if I'm being honest. Oh, my God. Yeah, but Vegas is good. You know, I get a little Italian at Piero's. You got to go to... You guys going to be big pool party people during the day?
I believe there will be a lot of pool.
Pool parties?
Pool and gambling, I think, are the themes. Okay. He also likes to golf, so.
Oh, I got a an affordable golf place. It was a very nice golf place. Or I think it was affordable. Siena Golf Club. It was good. And the ball goes so much further out in Vegas. Oh, my God.
Oh, that makes sense because of the air and the heat. Yeah.
I hit one drive, 293 yards, and I go, I'm never going back. 293 yards. Oh, I was thrilled. Didn't you, Zach, real quick, put intern Zach in the microphone real quickly. You just started playing golf a year ago. Is that correct?
Yes, last summer.
And how far can you hit the ball?
I hit one 330.
Oh, my God.
And actually yesterday.
330?
Yes.
Are you juicing? You on steroids?
I know I could look like I juice, but yeah. No, I do not.
Okay.
But yesterday, again, with the TrackMan, quick shout out to Florham Park Golf Course.
Oh.
Or for Florham Park Golf Club.
Now he's giving advertisements.
Quick little plug.
Yeah.
They're awesome. They have like 8 bays for TrackMan, and they're I hit one.
Oh, so you're not hitting them on a course. You're hitting them into the
yes,
simulator?
TrackMan.
Okay, gotcha.
It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
I hit one 295.
Okay.
Like I'm hitting
them.
So
you're consistently crushing them.
I would say yeah.
You hit the ball. You said 330 yards.
Yeah.
So what's up with this 295? That's nothing. It's unbelievable. Yeah. 295. So are you just stupid good at sports? You just started picking up a golf club a year ago. You hitting the ball 295 yards in 330. A lot of people listening are going to say, I don't know if this kid's telling the truth.
I am telling the truth.
I don't think you're lying to be clear. But that's incredible. So you're just good at every sport?
I played baseball again.
Like, you good at kickball?
Eh.
I don't think you'd be good at kickball.
Yeah, no.
Right?
I punted in football, but like I don't think I'd be good at that, no.
Okay. Yes. Stu knows where I'm going with this one. We're playing in Deion Dawkins of the Buffalo Bills. he's a college buddy of mine. I'm playing his charity kickball tournament tomorrow. We're going to say, if you could punt the ball as far as you could hit the golf ball, I was about to say, we're batting you leadoff tomorrow. Be like Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani of kickball. Man, that's crazy. 295, 330 yards. That's our intern, Zach. Every time you do something, it's very impressive around here. So, Stu, I was at Fanatics Fest today, and it was awesome walking from the station to station. I came across kind of a discount autograph kind of section where it was like affordable autograph.
Yeah, that's fun.
Boomer Esiason's autograph I found. How much you think a photo of Boomer was when he was with the Jets, if you had to take a guess? It was a discounted rate.
$70.
$30.
Wow.
Now, there was a killer item there. O.J. Simpson autograph.
Oh.
I kid you not, I'm going through these autographs. And it's like Troy Aikman was $70. Boomer Esiason was $30. You know what? Maybe it was the batch I got. Ray Lewis was there. He was $100. I kid you not. And I'm going through these. And then I go, they have O.J. Simpson here. How much do you think O.J. was?
Since, no longer with us, I would say $250.
$120. It was discounted items. But $120. I thought that was a killer deal, if I'm just being honest. So it's really cool. And I actually thought about you walking around here, Stu, to get serious here for a second, because they had a lot of displays, right? There was a GOAT Tom Brady display. There's a Tiger Woods display. And then there was a Kobe display. And I know Kobe was your favorite athlete.
Definitely.
And it's still surreal. Like, I just can't even... When I hear people talk about Kobe in the past tense, it's weird to me.
Yeah, I agree.
So, especially because that was your childhood. It's my childhood too, watching him play and dominate a basketball court. And I'm going around and I'm looking at all these exhibits. And our sales guy who brought in Michael Rubin into the studio, the sales guy's name is ironic, his last name is also Rubin. His name is Rick Rubin. That's our sales guy's here that, does the whole deal with the Fanatics and all that stuff. He goes, "You're going to hate me." I go, "What do you mean?" He goes, "I brought my kid here. Tom Brady was throwing a football, and this was literally 10 minutes before I got here, and my guy at Fanatics saw me and pulled my son in to catch a pass from Tom Brady." So I kind of understood the event, but now going there and seeing it, next year when we get Michael Rubin in, I got to start pitching Rubin on something. I got to be involved with this. You know, let me catch a pass from Tom Brady or something like that. So it was cool. It was definitely cool. There was one, you would have loved this. There was one panel where they had A-Rod, they had Jeter, Andy Pettit. I think Hip Hip Jorge in Jorge Posada was there as well. Do you know why I do that?
I don't. Was that against the Mets?
I was at a Met Yankee game. And there was these two. I must have been like 16 or 17. No. I was probably. When did Jorge Posada retire?
Interesting. I was
2011.
2011?
Wow.
Did you know that at the top of your head?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Good for you.
Are you that crazy with the trivia?
Yankees, baseball, yes. Everything else, so-so.
Oh, my God. That was wild. He's right. 2011.
All right. Next time Scarpacci's with us, we will do Yankees trivia.
Yes. Oh, of course. He'll actually be down to do the trivia, unlike some other people around there. I must have been in high school. So let's say like circa 2010, 2009. And I'm at a game, Met Yankee, it was Citi Field. Citi Field, because Citi Field opened up in 2009. Oh, calm down here. Relax there. you Shador Sanders and Zach Eadie. You got to go 100 miles per hour now. Yeah, calm down there. And anyway, I'm at the game. And these two drunk guys, they're doing the hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! And they were just so drunk. And so the guy wasn't even up at one point. They're like, hip, hip, hooray! So Jorge Posada gets up. Must have been a big at-bat in the 8th or 9th inning. And he K'd. And I turn around to these guys because they were so loud and obnoxious, right? The typical, stereotypical Yankee fan. Oh, my rings, my rings. And I looked at them and I just said, hip, hip, he K'd. And ended up doing the punch him out sign. So Posada was there. But anyway, it got me thinking with all these people there. Like Jay-Z was in the building today. Brady's in the building. Eli Manning was there. LeBron's coming. It's just a who's of just ridiculous. Peyton Manning was doing a panel with Bryce Young and CJ Stroud. But it got me thinking. We'll go out in the room here. If you could go and have dinner with one living athlete, who would be the athlete that you would want to go to dinner with? Sid Rosenberg, who does a talk show on 770 WABC. He actually was the first person to put meat on the air when he was hosting WFAN Middays in New York. He thought it'd be like a cute bit to have me go after his radio partner, Joe Beningo, because I'm a Patriot fan and Joe is a big Jet fan. So Sid now does a political show on ABC. He's like a big wig now. So he went to Rao's last night in New York City, which is the toughest reservation to get in the city. I think they only have like 10 tables. And who's sitting? It was either at his, I don't think it was at his table. I think it was the table over. Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, that's a mega, mega name. But when it just comes to sports, Stu, if I say Stu, by the way, they had a great club there today. And I appreciate Michael Rubin getting us the access. They had Carbone catered in.
Oh,
I had the spicy rigatoni alla vodka. I had the meatballs. It was very, very good. The desserts, the cheese, the Caesar salad. I was not expecting to have a fat lunch today. And I had a fat lunch today. That means we will have a nice, healthy dinner tonight.
We'll burn it off tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's true, in the kickball tournament. But if you could go to dinner with one person tonight, let's say to Rao's.
Yeah?
I don't think the place matters. But you get to dine with this person, this athlete. Who would be the person?
I would say A-Rod at this point.
Really?
That was probably my number two guy after Kobe. Mm-hmm. So, and I think he's a good enough personality.
I thought you were going to say Shaq.
Ah, oh, Shaq's a good one too. Yeah.
Knowing you, I thought you were gonna say Shaq, or maybe Brady Quinn, since you're a big Notre Dame. So is that crazy for you when we had A-Rod on the show?
Yeah, it's cool. It's awesome. Yeah. Okay. No, it's great.
I knew you were a Yankee fan. I didn't know that though. Like A-Rod was your. Did you like A-Rod more than Jeter?
I did. So I know it's like a sacrilegious thing to say, but yes, he was one of my favorite players before he came to the Yankees, and then. Yes, he was my favorite player.
You should have seen the look.
I'm sure it wasn't a great look.
That Scarpacci gave you when you said A-Rod was your favorite player compared to Jeter. Do you
have no, that I've heard a lot of people say that. It's really not that crazy of an idea.
But who's do you like, Jeter or A-Rod better?
Probably Jeter, career Yankee.
Okay, because...
But it's really not that far off.
Okay, when Stu said that, I don't know if you were just looking at Stu this way, but you looked at him with, like, resting B-face, and you looked at him and was like, you were mortified, it looked like.
No, I was just kind of contemplating the answer.
Oh, okay. It was...
I get a very focused look sometimes.
Yes, it would be the look as if when I drink coffee and sometimes it goes too quick into my system and I look at the bathroom. That was the look that you basically just gave to Stu. Who would be your athlete? Let me guess. Derek Jeter.
No, my two favorite athletes all time are Mariano Rivera and Aaron Rodgers.
Oh,
they
yeah.
are completely different personalities, so I would love to get them in a room together.
But if you could only pick one?
Probably Mariano.
Okay. You do love Rodgers. But you're not a Jet fan?
Well, I grew up a Jets fan, but I always loved Aaron Rodgers, even when he was a Packer. So the Packers were like my playoff team because the Jets never made the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I was very happy when he went to the Jets because now I could watch him every single week.
Sure. So Stu, if you went to dinner with A-Rod, it's probably some fancy schmancy restaurant. I think if Aaron Rodgers invites Scarpacci over, it ain't at a restaurant. You're in a cave. You are at his house. Maybe you'll meet his Lene Kukua, this girl that he married. That was the Manti Te'o, sorry, girlfriend, Lene Kukua, because we don't even know if this girl actually exists. The family doesn't even know if they actually got married. I think that Rodgers may take you on an ayahuasca date.
I wouldn't mind living the Aaron Rodgers experience for a day. 24 hours, I do, like, he says, here's what you do.
It'd be a Zen moment. Maybe he takes you to Egypt. Who knows? Mine would be Brady. I think dining for a dinner with Tom Brady would be one of the coolest.
What about Belichick? Would he be a second place guy for you?
Is Jordan Hudson coming?
We can bring Jordan Hudson if you want.
Not that I'm interested in Jordan Hudson, but she has friends.
Sure.
You know, that are age appropriate for me. They are not age appropriate for Mr. Belichick, if I'm just being honest. All righty, this is Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. We will take a break when we come on back. Peyton Manning is obviously very high on his nephew, Arch Manning. He recently said Arch Manning, he told CBS Sports, will thrive in Steve Sarkisian's Texans offense. When we come on back, if you take Arch off the table, and that was actually via the Sporting News where he said that, but if you take Arch off the table, what are the 10 biggest college football storylines entering the season? It is the Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All righty, this is Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. So, Stu, let's go a little back and forth here. So, would you agree the biggest story entering this college football season is Arch Manning?
Has to be, yes.
Yeah, I think he's the most intriguing person in college football this year. So let's take Arch Manning off the table. Take him off the table. The 10 biggest storylines in college football, let's just compile a list here. It doesn't have to be in any order. Just let's get the 10 right ones if you take Arch Manning off the table. I'll let you go first. What's your first one?
All right, my first one is, can Lincoln Riley save face at USC? Obviously, this is year four. Year one was pretty decent, 11-3, but then 8-5 with Caleb Williams, 7-6 last year. Year two in the Big Ten. It's obviously an uphill battle, but you know, he obviously had a lot of success as a coach elsewhere, but it hasn't translated to USC yet.
So can Stinkin' Lincoln, Stinkin' Riley, could he save face at USC? This guy, how people used to think he was the greatest coach in the sport. I never understood that, or how people would talk about him as if he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And don't get me wrong, guy's a very good coach. But that was my point. We're so quick to call people great. And if you're that great, you would have won a playoff game when you had all those Heisman Trophy winners at Oklahoma. And then at USC, you couldn't get to the playoff with Caleb Williams. And also, a 12-team playoff format kills a guy like Lincoln Riley. Because if you miss a 4-team format, all right, you get away with it. You miss 12, whew, it's disaster. And then when they go to 16, inevitably, if the SEC and the Big Ten get the damn act together, then if you miss a 16 format, whew, that's not good. The only thing that saves these coaches from losing their job, not only these big contracts, but NIL. Because a lot of these guys, they recruit well. And then if you get rid of the coach, you're going to lose the player, and people get afraid of that, and then they keep the coach longer than you think. I know Billy Napier at Florida, they played better down the stretch, but the only reason they came out and said, oh, we were going to keep Billy Napier regardless, is because they were afraid they were going to lose DJ Lagway. So your first storyline is Lincoln Riley, can he stay face, save face at USC if we don't have Arch Manning included in this? I'm going to say James Franklin. I have definitely been critical of James Franklin. I think I've been fair, though. I think I've been right. This guy can't win big games. Don't give me, oh, well, he beat SMU and he beat Boise State. They had Notre Dame. Notre Dame probably should have lost that game if we're being honest. And I know it wasn't on Franklin, in my opinion. I started it with it being on Drew Aller first. And that was one of the rare games where you attack more the quarterback than the coach at Penn State. But James Franklin, you have a team that could be the number one ranked team in the country. You got a team, yes, you lose Tyler Warren, yes, you lose Abdul Carter, but you're returning a lot of people back. Can he get over the hump? Recently, we saw Jim Harbaugh win a national championship. Recently, we saw Ryan Day win a national championship. Can James Franklin find a way to win a national championship this year with a team, listen up, Penn State fans, that is talented enough to do so? And that's coming from me saying that, and I don't usually give you compliments like that. So can James Franklin get over the hump is a storyline for me. Your next one?
All right. I will stay in the Big Ten, and mine is, will Bryce Underwood fix the Michigan quarterback problem? Obviously, last year was a mess. Davis Warren, Jake Tuttle, and Alex Orji, they combined for 11 touchdowns, 13 interceptions, and just over 1,500 yards for the season. It was a complete mess the whole season. Obviously, Underwood comes in, number one quarterback. LSU wanted him. He's a very talented guy. Very curious to see what he does in year one.
I'm also curious what the plan is for him, because they just brought in
Garcia, right?
Jake Garcia. My buddy, I told you, my buddies, that's how I became invested in Michigan. My two best friends went to Michigan. So I brought one of them to Fanatics Fest today, and he's wearing his Michigan shirt. How many times we heard people say, go blue, go blue, go blue, go blue. And there was a guy when we were leaving, I'm not going to lie, I thought he was a bum on the street, who said, go blue. And then the next thing you know, this guy, because he was not a clean person, let's just say that. He looked like a bum. And this guy goes, You know, I like Bryce Underwood, but I want to see this Garcia kid play. So I think it's fair, but it's all right. What is also that Michigan offense going to look like too? My next one. What is Coach Prime going to look like without Shedeur Sanders and without Travis Hunter? Last year was a successful season for Colorado. They contended for a Big 12 championship, even though they didn't get there. But they had a chance at the end of the season to potentially get there, potentially make the playoff. They came up short. I think it was they lost to Kansas. And Shedeur was a phenomenal player. Travis Hunter won the Heisman Trophy. Now you don't have those two guys there. What is Deion going to look like as a coach without Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter is another one for me.
All right. My next one is, can Brian Kelly make LSU a contender? Obviously, he left Notre Dame to go to LSU, get the talent that he could recruit there. You know, it's year four now, 10-4, 10-3, 9-4 last year, which was disappointing. They have the quarterback in Nussmeier. Can he compete?
With the Tiger family, the LSU family. There's also a promo that I heard during today's show where I think I had a Brian Kelly moment. I don't remember doing this promo. I don't know if it's just because they sped it up, but there's a promo in there, and Scarpacci played it, where I say, hey, sports fans. I say, hey, sports fans. I've never said sports fans like that in my life. I would say, hey, sports fans, listen to the Infinity Sports Network. So that's a promo that we got to just make it disappear.
Delete out of the system.
Yeah, we got to be like the NCAA when someone wins a championship. Oh, there's an infraction. Oh, it just never happened. You know, make sure we get that promo out of the system. My next one. Will Alabama make the playoff? I love me some Kalen DeBoer. Kalen DeBoer stubbed his toe last year after beating Georgia against Vanderbilt. They got back up. You know, they lost to Tennessee. Good old Rocky Top. They still had a chance to go make the college football playoff, and then they lost to Oklahoma. Will Alabama make the playoff this year? You can't be replacing Nick Saban and miss the playoffs in back-to-back years. They will not tolerate that in Tuscaloosa.
All right, my next one is, can Dabo Swinney make Clemson a powerhouse again? FanDuel right now has them as the 7th best odds to win the national championship.
That's it?
I was actually shocked. I thought it was going to be more like 4 or 5.
I'm not going to lie. If you put a gun to my head today, and I would not feel comfortable, A, because there's a gun to my head.
You're big on them. Yeah.
But also, B, college football is so open this year. I say this on June 20th. Do not hold me to this. And I've been someone to say that Dabo's very stubborn. Dabo's a curmudgeon. Dabo's a pain in the ass. Dabo's whiny. That's been me. But as I sit here today, I kind of think Dabo and the Clemson Tigers are winning the national championship. I do. It's my early take. Now, Sean, who's a big listener of ours, he's a huge Clemson honk. And I told him this. And he goes, I don't know why you have that take. He was down in his football team. Down in his football team.
Really? After last year and Cade Klubnik coming in?
It's one thing winning the ACC. They're expected to win the ACC. But it's, can they go win a national championship again? Do you have the odds in front of you to win the national championship?
Yeah, I'm trying to pull it up right now.
Okay. Let me know when you get them. I'll give you my next storyline. My next storyline is back to a coach. Will Bill Belichick be successful at UNC in year one? How do we define success for Bill Belichick at UNC in year one? Just wondering, Stu.
I would say like probably 7 or 8 wins. You know, over 500, respectable. You know, some of these coaches have, and I don't think Belichick's under this category, but some coaches have made a move and kind of fallen on their face and shown that they're not like, you know, up to the college game, if you will, but I think like 7 or 8 wins would be good for UNC.
Because you look at Mac Brown, he was 7-6, 8-4, 6-7, then 9-5, 8-5, and 6-6. So he's got to be bowl eligible. You know, Marco just walked in. I'll throw this past Marco. Because Marco's usually good at setting a fair expectation. Bill Belichick, year one at UNC, what do you think is just successful for him? How many wins?
9.
9. Okay.
Look, you're not in the greatest conference. I understand that. That's part of it. You're also Bill Belichick. You set yourself up, and you're not 55 where you've got a long rope.
Sure.
You're older, so yeah, the expectation's a little bit higher. I'm not expecting them to get into the college
football. He's 25 these days.
Well, that's I'm sure his body's not. look,
use a little pill.
I'm not expecting you to get into the playoff, but you've got to be bowl eligible, and you got to go to a decent bowl game. I'm sorry.
The schedule this year for Belichick. Now, there's a lot of games, obviously, that you could say are toss-ups, but this is the schedule: TCU, Charlotte, Richmond, UCF, Clemson, California, Virginia, Syracuse, Stanford, Wake Forest, Duke, and NC State. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I'm an expert on the UNC football roster, but there's only one game I look at and I'm like, oh man, that's a team that they can't beat.
Right.
And that's Clemson.
Right.
So you're probably right, and 9 wins is probably a fair bar.
Again, this is not 25, 30, 35 years ago where it's like, well, you got to get him a recruiting class. No. It's got to take 3 or 4 years. Transfer portal changes everything. Money changes everything. Guys, like, you want players, you should be able to get them somewhat quickly. Again, I'm not asking you to get into the college football playoff, but you're Bill Belichick, and you got decent talent, and you're playing in a conference that's not a monster. You should win some games.
All right, so the 10 storylines so far, if Arch Manning is off the table, biggest storylines going into college football this season. Stu gave Lincoln Riley, can he save face at USC? Mine is James Franklin, can he get over the hump? Stu is, what is this Michigan offense going to look like, especially if Bryce Underwood plays? Mine is, what will Deion look like without Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter? Stu's, then, can Brian Kelly make the LSU family a national championship contender? Will Alabama make the playoff was mine, and Stu did rock and roll with Dabo Sweeney. Can he win a national championship again? And then also I had, what will year one look like for Bill Belichick at UNC? Stu, give me your final one.
And I do have those Clemson odds if you want them.
Yeah, we'll circle back on them.
Sure. So my last one here, let me pull it back up. Can Jeremiah Love, this one's a bit of a homer one, can Jeremiah Love be this year's Ashton Jeanty? Now, I don't think he's going to obviously produce the same numbers that Jeanty did, but he had 1,510 rushing yards last year, 17 rushing touchdowns. You would think he's going to make a jump. Now, you do have Jadarian Price, who's also another very good running back that he kind of shares the carries with, but I'm very curious to see if by the end of the year we're talking about a Heisman type of year for Jeremiah Love.
Now, some schools we've not mentioned. We've not mentioned Ohio State. We have not mentioned Oregon. I am not going to mention DJ Lagway or Lenora Sellers, but I think they're in the conversation. The last one here, this guy was one of the most talked about players last year. He had a bad season last year, got hurt last year, now is going to a new school. It's, can Carson Beck redeem himself at Miami? This guy was talked about as potentially being the number one overall pick of the draft this time last year. And now he has really fallen, and I'm going to be curious to see what happens this year. All right, so you have the odds for the national championship?
Yes, from FanDuel. Texas is first at plus 550.
Okay.
Ohio State second at plus 600. Mm-hmm. Georgia third, plus 650.
You know what? Georgia, we didn't mention either.
No.
Georgia's another one. You know, they were on top of the world, about to become the next Alabama. If you want to go be the next Alabama, I know you have Gunnar Stockton at quarterback. You got to go win a national championship. You can't go 3 straight years without winning a natty. That, you are not Alabama if you go 3 straight years without winning a natty when you're trying to claim that you're going to be.
Penn State is fourth. They are plus 800. Oregon is fifth, plus 900. Alabama sixth at plus 1,000. And then Clemson comes in at 7, plus 1,300.
Do you have 8, 9, and 10 there?
I do. 8 is Notre Dame, plus 1,500. 9 is LSU, plus 1,700. And then there's a big drop. It goes plus 2,800, Ole Miss.
Ole Miss, okay. All righty. This is Zach Gelb's show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll come on back. It is a Friday. We'll end the show out in style with a little onside, offside. Update time first. By the way, Marco. Just curious mind here.
Uh-huh.
Let's say, how old's your daughter right now?
Just turned 5.
She just turned 5. Okay. So, like, if she has a relationship, it's because, like, she held hands with someone in like, kindergarten or something, right?
She'll be in kindergarten in September.
Yeah. Yes. So let's just say when your daughter is.
I was going to say, let's slow the roll, but go ahead.
24. Mm-hmm. Well, no, sometimes that happens, right? Like, parents, for example. I have a 2.5-year-old, well, he's not my nephew. It's my cousin's kid, but basically the kid calls me uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he was holding hands with some girl that the moms are friendly, and they're like, oh, they're boyfriend and girlfriend. Uh-huh. Like, it's one of those playful things. I don't think Marco's a playful guy. So, you know what? I'm not going to start having your daughter dating someone in kindergarten.
Again, slow the roll.
But let's advance. Let's really push this ball down the field, all the way down the field.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
if
mm-hmm.
your daughter is 24 mm-hmm. and she brought home a 73 or 4-year-old man,
mm-hmm,
how would that conversation go?
I would like to think that she was smart enough to tell me before she just brings him home.
I would hope so.
I'd rather have the conversation before he gets into the room. But believe it or not, and I know I'm definitely rough around the edges.
Oh, the mama bear would be worse here?
No.
Oh.
Once you're an adult.
You make decisions.
Yeah. Okay. You're out of my jurisdiction at this point. Okay. I feel like I've taught you well enough to make the proper decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get to a point where you're an adult, you're going to make those decisions. I don't have to agree with them.
No.
I can advise you. I can let you know I don't agree. I cannot like it. But I won't tell you what to do.
Now, I don't know much about Jordan Hudson's father, to be fair. Could you imagine that guy was like a Jet fan? And Belichick kicked the crap out of your team for all those years. And then
I got to tell you, Zach, at some point when you bring home a 74 or the 24-year-old, Jet fan, Giant fan, Patriot fan, none of that stuff is going to matter at this point.
Yeah.
You're looking at a guy who's probably older than you dating your daughter. Fandom is not what's coming to your mind.
Yeah, so if like Rick Carlisle wants... You know, 20 fandom years from now.
Is not where you're drawing the line here. That's not what's going to get you at night staring at the ceiling, unable to sleep. It's not fandom. Trust me on that one.
I had to do that because he's an older coach and you hate the producers. All right. I think I'll be back in the next segment to do onside offside. That's if Marco doesn't hit me with a wooden spoon during the break and tells me to go home and go to my room. But here's with the latest sports flash. El Capitan, Marco Belletti. It's time to answer Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Andy Gresh in Providence, he chimes in and he says, Zach, who will win game 7 of the NBA Finals on Sunday and by how much? And I know Andy Gresh loves this rejoin, by the way. You could submit a question by tweeting at INF Sports, and that's just like how Andy Gresh did, and telling me how much he loves this rejoin that we play, by the way. Or Zach Gelb, that's me, ZACHGELB, using the hashtag Ask the Pros. You can think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. I think the Pacers are going to win. I assume the Thunder are going to win. I think the Thunder are going to win. And I think they're going to be laying the 7.5 points. I think the Thunder are going to win. I would lay the points there of 7.5 right now. And you know what? I think it may have been a day early on the Sports Minute. Yesterday I did a Sports Minute and I said they're going to win and they're going to win by double digits and get their 64th double-digit victory of the season. I'll go by 10 or 11. But I would lay the number with the Oklahoma City Thunder, to be clear. Let's get to a little onside, offside. Hit it.
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's onsides, offsides with Zach Gelb.
All righty, Stu, what do we got cooking?
All right. As we've been talking about the Pacers, they shocked most of the NBA world last night when they dominated the Thunder by 17, but they led by as much as 31 points in the game. This leads, of course, to a Game 7 on Sunday, the 19th Game 7 in NBA Finals history, but the first one since 2016 when the Cavs beat the Warriors. However, despite the series' back-and-forth nature, no game has been within 7 points since Game 1. So, onside, offsides, you'd rather have a 5- or 6-game series with all the games decided by 5 points or less rather than a 7-game series with multiple blowouts.
Yeah, I still would rather have the 7-game series. Now, maybe you get a classic in Game 7, and then it's worth it. Now, if Game 7's a blowout, all right, it's whatever. But I think the storylines have been there in this, where in a 5-game series, if they're just really close games, it usually turns into a finals that are forgettable because of how quick it is, and one that you could forget. So when you ask me you'd rather have a 5- or 6-game series with all the games decided by 5 points or less than a 7-game series with multiple blowouts, I'd rather have the 7-game series. I like the build-up to a Game 7 where, you know, all is on the line in a winner-or-take-all game. And, hey, it's Game 7, 3-3, as even as you could be, even though the games have been a little bit lopsided. You're not wrong on that. So I'll go offside on that.
Offside!
As we discussed earlier in the show, last night's Dodgers versus Padres game led to a benches-clearing brawl and a vigorous back and forth between managers Dave Roberts and Mike Schilt after Fernando Tatis Jr. was hit by a pitch with the Padres up by 5 runs in the ninth. Onsides, offsides, benches-clearing brawls in baseball are good for the sport.
Yeah, onsides means we're talking about baseball right now. Where else are we talking? When Ohtani does something crazy, Judge does something crazy, Paul Skeens and Tarek Skubal are pitching on the same day but don't go up against one another. And when Rob Manfred does something stupid. So yeah, I'm good with talking about baseball in the regular season when you get a bench clearing brawl. Yeah, that's good with me. Onsides.
After trading Rafael Devers to the Giants over the weekend, the Red Sox continue to be in the news. The latest comes from a report from Jun Lee of Yahoo Sports, who says that manager Alex Cora and GM Craig Breslow are not seeing eye to eye, specifying that Cora wants to win now, while Breslow is more focused on trying to position the organization for long-term success. Onsides, offsides, the Red Sox will have a new manager for the 2026 season.
So his contract is through the 2027 season. So you could be in extension territory there. I think there's a disconnect there. And I don't think Cora wanted to trade Rafael Devers. Now, Cora won a championship in Boston, right? He's been away and then back because of the suspension before. You know what? Scarpacci, let's see how good of a baseball guy you are right here. You're pretty good with the trivia, right?
Yep.
Who was the manager when Cora was away? Who was the manager?
I actually don't know this one.
Ron Renicky. Yeah, he's a very forgettable name. Look at Scarpacci. He's giving me 1846 trivia in the newsroom. Couldn't even get that. Couldn't even get 2020. But yeah.
Shortened season. Doesn't count.
Yeah, so Cora, he won a World Series in 2018. Been a long time. Red Sox haven't been to the playoffs since 2021. And now you're not seeing eye to eye with the manager. The Red Sox have a new manager for the 2026 season. I'm going to say onside, yes. Onside, yep.
Following the Lakers' sale of $10 billion on Wednesday, a lot of speculation in the sports world has been how much could some of the other big brands go for. Now, in last year's Forbes Most Valuable Franchise list, the Lakers came in at 8th behind the likes of the Cowboys, Warriors, Yankees, and Knicks. Onsides, offsides, if Jerry Jones were to sell the Cowboys, they'd go for over $12 billion.
The Lakers just went for 10. How about them Cowboys? How about them billions? I would not have said that a week ago. I would not. Now, I would. Onsides.
Unlike the NFL, injury reports have been absent from the sport of college football on a week-to-week or even a day-to-day basis like the NFL has. That changed slightly last season when the SEC adopted the rule. And now, multiple reports state that the college football playoff will begin requiring teams to provide player availability reports. Onsides, offsides, every Power Four and Group of Five conference should mandate injury reports similar to the NFL.
Yes, onsides. I hate the secrecy here. I hate all the secrets. And also, can I just be honest? They should also be required to release a depth chart too. When I was in college, this guy, Jeff Collins, he did the above the line chart. If the player is good enough to start, that's how he'd be listed on the depth chart. So you have like 6 quarterbacks, 14 offensive line, and you never know who was going to start. And even, I love Jim Harbaugh, but even Jim Harbaugh could be a douche with the depth chart. All right? So I think you should be required to injury reports and depth charts on sides.
As we are quickly approaching the college football season, ESPN's Reese Davis has unveiled his top 5 quarterbacks heading into the season. He has Arch Manning at 1, LSU's Garrett Nussmeier at 2, Cade Klubnik from Clemson at 3, South Carolina's Lenore Sellers at 4, and Louisville's Miller Mawson at 5. Onsides, offsides, we will be talking about Miller Moss as a top 5 quarterback after the season.
Yeah, I think he'll bounce back. Top 5, that's a bit too rich for me. I'll take the field on that. Like, you didn't mention DJ Lagway, right?
No, he is not on the list.
No. Yeah. So, you have Nussmeier, Klubnik, Sellers, Miller Moss. Oh, it was Arch Manning was what I was going to say. Didn't have Arch Manning? I'm not going to put Miller Moss there at 5. Offside.
All right, last one here. As LeBron approaches the end of his career, many believe he will dip his toes into ownership. However, Front Office Sports reports that he could eventually join Prime Video's coverage of the NBA, citing that LeBron has a growing business relationship with Amazon. On Touch Offsides, you believe LeBron could be a successful NBA television voice once his career is done.
How do you define successful?
Interesting and good.
So that way, yes, on sides, because it's still LeBron commentating on the games. But LeBron's analysis is he just calls everyone weird. And he basically just goes after and talks about how rings don't matter. LeBron's very phony to me. I used to really like LeBron, but the last few years he just comes off as so disingenuous and so phony. And I'm just sick of LeBron. I really am. So, yeah, will it be interesting? LeBron on TV? Sure. Is he going to sit there and is he going to do the same stuff that he does right now? Yeah. So I'll go on sides there. Good show today. Big thanks to Joey Logano. Big thanks to Chris Denari. Scarpacci, thank you. Stu, thank you. Marco, thank you. And each and every one of you, most importantly, thank you. Hopefully, Stu doesn't tear a hamstring in our charity kickball game tomorrow. We'll see. We'll talk to you Monday, everybody. We out. Bye-bye. Peace.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.